Our scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to the hands of sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Holy God, send your spirit upon us, that as your scripture has been read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what it is you have to say to us this day. Amen. So several weeks ago, Steve Bondi, our esteemed choir director, who only shares the most important of information to me through text, sent me this and said, "There's still time to order for Easter." I sent a laugh emoji and then immediately went to the Urban Dictionary to find out what risen means. Find out what the kids are saying these days. You probably know, but I learned this. Riz is a word commonly used in place of clout and or coolness. The maximum value of riz obtainable for a singular entity is infinity. In other words, charismatic, charisma, riz. Apparently, Christ is risen. Throughout this season of preparation for Easter, we have been learning about the disciple Simon Peter. If you're unfamiliar with Peter's story, here are the main things you need to know about him. Throughout the gospel accounts, Peter was eager to be the best disciple, the star, to gain Jesus' approval. Peter was impulsive and energetic, and he truly loved and followed Jesus. However, at times his own plans or ideas diverged from the plans of the Son of God. Peter's is a wandering heart. And in the last few days, he has wandered away from Jesus. In fear, in grief, in self-loathing, perhaps. As this particular morning dawns, he is swallowed up in his misery. Over the past few days, some of the worst parts of himself have surfaced. He acted rashly in the garden when Peter was arrested. He hid outside the courtyard when Jesus was being interrogated. And he lied to others when they asked if he was one of Jesus' disciples. And then he ran away. He wasn't even there when Jesus, whom Peter had given his whole life to, was put on the cross or breathed his last breath. In this part of the story, Peter is uncharacteristically absent and silent, having drawn into himself in despair. And on this morning, He's still there in that deep place of darkness, anxiously going over every moment where he had recently failed, when he had lied, when he acted without integrity or care, letting those moments of shame continue to replay in his mind over and over and over. I'm sure you've never experienced anything like that. He's utterly destroyed. Then all of a sudden, the women return from their early morning visit to the tomb, talking over each other to share this incredible story. We hear in the scripture that the rest of the disciples do not believe what they are saying, dismissing them harshly. Scholar Caroline Lewis says, while translations render the disciples' reaction as an idle tale, you're telling us an idle tale, or that's foolish talk or nonsense, the real meaning of the Greek word is garbage. The women announce Jesus' promises fulfilled, and the response from the ones who were closest to Jesus is, yeah, well, that's a bunch of rubbish. Now, I think it's easy for us in our day to be hard on the disciples in this moment, wondering why they dismiss the women so unequivocally. And I can definitely get upset about the men who so quickly put these faithful women in the, oh, they're only just emotional and excitable box. Oh my goodness, it's just been so much. The disciples have worked for too many years and given up too much of their lives and sacrificed their careers, their families. They put every ounce of energy and all their resources into supporting this man that promised to be with them forever. But he died. And in possibly the most brutal way. And it's just all been too much. They've given up their hope. There just isn't any left. It's just trash. All that's left is the detritus of their dreams, the broken pieces of their hearts. They feel like garbage. And it's there in the midst of Peter agonizing over his dumpster fire life that he hears the news from the women. And something happens. Instead of dismissing the story out of hand, something stirs in his spirit. Maybe it's his impetuous nature, his innocent arrogance, his unabashed zealousness. Or maybe it's that he really did believe in Jesus. But he dares to dare. And I can imagine that as he makes his way toward the grave to see for himself that his steps are slow at first, but then he quickens. As he dares to emerge from his self-imposed exile, he dares to risk the veracity of the story. He dares to hope, dares to believe. Until he was running and gasping for air, for hope, for wonder. And then he sees that the tomb really is empty. And he realizes the story isn't over after all. Easter reminds us that even our biggest failures, even after the worst case scenario has happened, hope is still possible. Like Peter, we can find the strength to keep going, even to run towards the promises of God. Because the good news is that Jesus is alive and will always be with us. Through the risen Christ, we can have hope that the worst thing is never the last thing. Christ has conquered death, and because Christ is alive,
We will never be alone.
And I don't know about you,
but that sounds like some riz.
I pray these have been the words of the Lord for us this day.
Amen.